Vanoggend probeer ek bietjie inspireer. En ek weet baie deesdae dat ek die regte goed sien op sosiale media, want ek dink dit is so gevloud met negativiteit en al sulke tipe goeters. En met die laaste paar, ek wil amper sê van maandag af, se verwikkelinge oor die wegraping en al hierdie tipe goeters, het ek baie gewonder, want mens sit daar en dan sê soos, is my sake met die Here, is dit in orde? As dit nou moet gebeur, is ek een van die wat huis toe gaan. En dan begin een mens nou wonder, jy weet, is ek een goeie Christen? Het ek gedoen wat ek moet doen? Doen ek wat ek moet doen? Elke liewe dag. En ek was baie dankbaar om toe af te kom op een video wat so reg in hierdie hele gedoente inpraat. En ek denk, ons allemaal het op hierdie staan en bykie alles wat ons doen heroorweeg. En dit was onder die microscoop gewees. Want nou wonder jy, am I doing it correctly? En toe krijg ek hierdie stukkie van Ryan Miller en hy praat net al oor half, jy weet, wat die Bybel sê ons moet wees en hoe ons dit moet implementeer, want wat ons noodwendig dink is die regte manier, is nie noodwendig wat dit moet wees nie, dit is interpretatie van die mense, maar wat die Here wil hê ons moet doen, is totaal en al anders, en hy gaan jy nie kwalik neem as jy dit nie 100% volgens die Bybel doen nie, maar as jy die principe van die Bybel kan toepas in alles wat jy doen, dan behoort jy op een goeie plek te wees. So luister hierna en dan vat jy hierdie boodskap vandag. Ek denk dit is nogals baie waardevol.
Did you know the Bible says that many Christians think they believe in Jesus, but couldn't be further away from him? You see, someone comes up to Jesus and says, how do I get to heaven? And Jesus says, believe in me. But there was a very clear meaning to what he was saying there. It's not what we think in our Western culture of believe, like, oh, I think this is true. That's very, very far from what the Near Eastern mindset was. You see, belief in that culture meant to lean the weight of your life into something. It's why when people ask Jesus how to get to heaven, Jesus says, do good things. He says that some will stand before him on judgment day and say, did we not do all these good things, cast out demons in your name? And he's like, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness. For I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was in prison and you didn't visit me. You cared about the other stuff. I cared about this stuff. And you see, Jesus isn't saying belief, it only happens when you do good things. What he's saying is this, when you lean the weight of your life into Christ, you're saying, I don't just think, believe, therefore I think. You're saying, I believe, therefore I do. You see, John chapter 15 says, abide in me and then you'll bear fruit. The fruit of belief is taking care of the poor, is taking care of the widow, taking care of the orphan, going and looking after the least of these among you, going and visiting the prisoner. Jesus is not so interested in doing the religious song and dance. What he's saying is, I want you to abide in me. I want you to believe that I died for you on the cross. And then if that really happens, you've truly accepted me and the seed has found good soil and it's grown up, it will bear fruit. And this is the fruit. That's what it means to believe. And we get so caught up in like, is it works? Is it grace? It's like both. You are saved by grace through faith so that you can be his workmanship created for Christ Jesus for good works. That's what the whole scripture says. And so how do you test whether you're truly saved? What does your life look like? It's not that you prayed a prayer. Where do you see that in the Bible? This is why I care so much about sponsoring children through Compassion International and other organizations that are doing good in the world. It's not just for the children. It's for you. It's for me. So that we can work out our salvation with fear and trembling. So that we can actually believe through our hands and through our feet and through our mouths. The good grace that was poured out on the cross is what saves you. But that good grace flows through your heart and out through your hands. And if you truly believe, you will lean the weight of your life into this Jesus. Not just talk about him.
Ontbyt met Toepie en Nina op Groot FM 90.5.